Hello, friends. Today on the podcast, we're talking about the silly little secret of why you get irregular periods. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find a little more balance and bliss and confidence. Thank you so much for being a member of this community. If you like this podcast, please feel free to subscribe, to share a review on iTunes, or share it with a friend who might also enjoy. Thank you, thank you. I am super excited for this topic today because it has been one that I'm very, very passionate about, something that's been coming up again and again over the years. And I'll get into more of my story and why it relates to my story as well, but hopefully have some really great insights for you and for anyone really that gets a period. I think this is worth listening to. And if you don't have a period, it's also worth listening to because it's always good to know, like, you know, what people are going through. So really useful for everyone, but especially if you're confused about what's happening in your body. So I graduated from high school in about 2006, so like just about to turn 30. And when I was graduating, so when I was in that like 16 to 20 year old range, basically that was a time, and I don't know if it's completely still like this, but definitely was then, where doctors prescribed birth control pills for anything and everything. Like, you just like walked into the room and they're like, you should have birth control pills. And so this would be heavy periods, crampy periods, irregular periods, acne, any issue, they wanted to fix it with estrogen. And I was someone that experienced irregular periods for many years, starting around age 16, 17, they got a little irregular. And I bounced around from doctor to doctor, dietitian to, you know, naturopath to regular doctor to OBGYN, like everything. I've had MRIs, ultrasounds, even a surgery, you know, and irregular periods continued. They never really found a main reason why something was wrong with me. I took estrogen pills, progesterone pills, all these different things. And I kind of just accepted it as my lot. Like, literally, even up to age about 27, 28, I'm like, okay, I have funky periods. This is just going to be my life. Cool. Sure. But, you know, along that kind of nonchalantness about it, of like, okay, this is what I got, also was this reservation of like, I actually still don't really know if, am I fertile? Like, is this bad? Is this good? Like, I just was so unsure. But at that point, again, even after MRIs and ultrasounds, there was nothing to say definitively why this was happening. And so I had to just assume that I was okay. So then I read this book by Toni Weschler. It's called Taking Charge of Your Fertility. And Toni's book, she teaches women how to chart their periods and their hormone levels through some very simple diagnostic measures. So it's by taking your basal body temperature in the morning, by checking your cervical fluid, and also by mapping changes in the cervix, because actually the shape and texture of the cervix will change throughout the menstrual cycle. And in the troubleshooting portion of the book, it's a really fabulous book. If you have PCOS, endometriosis, any of that stuff, truly amazing. But she discussed irregular periods and late ovulation and mid-cycle bleeding. And my mind was blown. Like, it was crazy. So this book, which was published over 20 years ago, gave me the answer, you know, on like paragraph 4 of, you know, page 155, the answer that I'd always been asking for my doctors and never received. It was sitting right there of why are my periods irregular, right? It wasn't how can we fix it, it was here is why. And ready for this? This is the crazy diagnosis that eluded me for a decade. It was my estrogen dropping. That's all it is. It is literally just a drop in estrogen. Let me explain a little more. So when you are in the first part of your cycle, so you get your period, and in that next part of your cycle, it's called the follicular phase. And in this phase, your body is building back up the lining of your uterus again. And at this point, both follicle-stimulating hormone and estrogen are rising because that's going to help develop the egg so you can release it at ovulation. So follicle-stimulating hormone's rising, estrogen's rising, we're getting all ready to release this egg. In this time, if during that little roller coaster of the estrogen trying to go up, 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 slowly over the course of like a week and a half to 2 weeks, maybe a little more, up, 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 and then it just does a little drop, like if it just kind of falters off, you start bleeding. That's it. Right? So it's like it was on its way. It didn't get to like the summit, the I'm gonna ovulate now peak, but it was like halfway up and it like had a little mini drop. That's the estrogen. That's just some bleeding because now there's not as much estrogen hanging around in your body. Also important to know, this doesn't mean that you don't ovulate. This doesn't mean that you are completely infertile and completely messed up. What it means is that, again, estrogen is going up, 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 up. Okay, you dropped a little bit, you bled a bit, but now the estrogen can keep going up and can keep rising, and you might even ovulate and finish out the rest of your cycle through the luteal phase to then have your period. So for me, though I had irregular periods, I did have a quote-unquote consistent period in that I would get bleeding after about 2 weeks, and then I'd go another 6 weeks and bleed, and then go another 2 weeks, and then another 6 weeks, and 2 weeks, and 6 weeks. And that was literally following this exact pattern that basically before ovulation, something wasn't happening, estrogen would drop, I would bleed, and then later, I would get this rise in estrogen, ovulation would happen, and then I would have bleeding again. And so one of those quote-unquote periods wasn't a cycle that had an egg being released in it, but one of them was. So having some mid-cycle bleeding or irregular periods does not mean you are infertile or broken. It might just mean that you're ovulating on a different time course than most people. And of course, you know, you might want to make some changes in order to get some better estrogen building. And this might be more healthy fats. It can be some slowing down for some exercise. Some people that are over-exercising can have these issues. And really supporting the estrogen building in your body with things like red raspberry leaf and Vitex. But to all the people that do not have a on-the-dot 28-day cycle, I just wanted to let you know that you are not broken. You are not necessarily not ovulating. You're not necessarily having anything truly wrong. It is just estrogen is dropping. Estrogen is dropping at potentially not the right time, and we need to just make changes to help support the body in holding that estrogen, so that you can complete ovulation and go on to have a normal cycle. One of the best ways to figure out if you are ovulating or not is to use this cycle charting method that Toni talks about in her book, that I work with people on, that I'm happy to do another podcast on if you're interested in learning more about it. It is very simple. It takes, you know, the 5 minutes a day to actually mark things down, but it is truly revolutionary to have someone ask you to actually understand your body. Again, you know, we go in, we get our hormones tested, the doctors say, well, but the hormones are always changing all through the month, so we can't really tell what this is. If we just took our temperature and checked our cervical mucus, we would know exactly what was happening with our hormones, right? I know it sounds old school, but it's there. So I wanted to throw this out there as even just a little lifeboat, because it was such a game changer for me to actually understand finally what was happening in my body. And I hope that this can help you or someone that you know that has irregular cycles as well. I would love to hear your feedback on this episode, especially if you'd like me to go more into charting your cycles and charting your hormone levels. You can send me a message over on Instagram. I'm at BeHappyHealthyHuman, or check out BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. I'm sending you lots of light and love here on this day. Thank you so much for listening. The light in me very humbly bows to that same light in each one of you. Namaste, y'all.